If I know him, he doesn't like to give up his pulpit too often. And so we'll be praying for you, Michael. Hope you get over this quickly. Well, as we see the new year is here, and I would like to share some thoughts that, from my heart to your heart. Hopefully that's what my goal is today. And the question that I have, does Jesus care? Does God really care about you? You know, first off, we say, oh, yeah, he cares about us. You know, he died for us. When that's true. I mean, he very much loves us, okay? Sometimes we think as a corporate concept, you know, and I believe that is very true, that he loves everyone, okay? But does he love you? Do you really know that? Do you really know that God knows you and has answered your prayers? Matthew chapter 6, if you'd want to go there in your Bibles. Basically, we see that Matthew is talking about, getting the context of our verse here, is talking about worry. Worry. Does anybody ever worry? I hope I'm not the only one. I have. And I even think to myself, God, do you really know what's going on here with me? That's sometimes my thoughts. God, are you sure? I mean, I just can't see it. Sometimes I don't understand. He says in Matthew chapter 6, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith. Little faith. So don't worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and then your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble in its own. You know, as we think about a corporate blessings that God does for us, we know that in Matthew 5:45, we see that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So God does care generally for all of us. But does God really care about you individually? That's the question this morning. Let's turn over to Philippians. Philippians. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Okay, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Does God really care? I do say that he really does care individually for us. I had desired many, many years ago to go to Bible college. And that's a few moons ago. And as I struck out to do something like that, I had two kids and didn't know exactly how everything would transpire. And we were amazed at how things went. At first off, I was really wondering, God, do you know I'm here? Do you really know that I'm here? And do you know my situation? I had $300 to my name, and at that time, and I had no apartment. I had no job. Do you know how hard it is to get a job and an apartment all at the same time? If you don't got a job, you can't get an apartment because how are you going to pay for it? And so that week, the next week, school's starting. So I looked for a job. I looked for a place to work. And every time we would get in the car, my little daughter, Kathy, would be crying because she's tired of the car by now. And it's just, God, do you really understand who I am and where I'm at and what my needs are? Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Well, it was kind of neat that even when we got there, we were offered a camper to stay in until, you know, we could find a place to stay. So that was, needs was met right away. And then I got to meet another guy, and kind of asked me what's going on with me. And I said, you know, I'm looking for a job and a place to live. And so he says, I think I got an idea for you. And so he told me about it, and then I went and applied for this job. It was a maintenance job. And the maintenance, one of the perks was is that you had, well, no, you can call it a perk or not, you had to live there to work there. So we got a job and a place to live all at the same day. And that was Friday, and school was starting on Monday. God does know, and God does. He really does care. I remember another time we were in school. You know, along the way, God seems to be blessing in many, many different ways. And I think it's good to reflect, to remember what God has done for you. And I would challenge you to take some time and reflect and write them down. Name them one by one to see that the Lord, what the Lord has done. There was another time, and I was working and going to school, and I was talking to Carla. I said, you know, Carla, I just don't see that we were going to be able to have a Christmas for our kids this year. And I said, we got all the bills paid, and but there's no money for Christmas. And I said, Lord, it's up to you. I felt like I did my due diligence. I felt like I worked as much as I could work. I was offered to work. I was in school studying. I did everything that I felt that was in my power to do. So I asked God, not allow me to do this, but it's tender on my heart. And I said, God, if you want a Christmas for us, it's up to you. It's not me. And so we continued our normal routines of our week and so forth. And here's this, we went to Wednesday night Bible study, and here's this older lady there, and she was inquiring and so forth about people and so forth, and our name came up, and she says, I've been praying and asking God who could we give a gift to? Who could I give a gift to that really could use it? Does God really care? And does he see you? I'd say he does. He sees you. And so, back then, $200 was a lot of money. And for someone who doesn't have it, it's still a lot of money, $200. And we had Christmas. One of the things that I have learned in life is that God really does care about you and about me. And sometimes we get kind of down and out, and sometimes we struggle. But I think it's also an opportunity for God to show himself strong. When we have needs and we don't know how to meet those needs and we do everything possible, I believe it's also, the ability to say, okay, God, I'm believing that you will meet my needs. And I believe he does. There's many times throughout the Old Testament that God comes in and meets needs individually and corporately. There's many times in the New Testament God does that. And we sometimes have the thought that, yeah, that was those people. That was back then. But I'm here to say that God still meets your needs. And he wants you to know that. He wants you to understand that God himself wants you to know that he is there for you. He's not a God who doesn't care. He's not a God who is way out there. He's not a God that just blesses the groups of people. But he's a God who knows you intimately and knows your needs intimately. He is an awesome, awesome God. And so my first point is, does God care? And I'm here to tell you, he really does care. I've lived through many things that I couldn't believe at our time, believing that God cared, but he proved himself over and over and over again. The next thing that I wanted to talk to you about is be a channel of blessing. One of the things I think that God allows us is he allows us to see him at work. He allows us to know that he sees you personally. Because when he sees you personally, and you know that he sees you personally, It brings about a confidence in our God. It brings about a peace that He has got you. It brings about a steadfastness. So as we think about, does God care? He really does care. But in that, when we come to that point of knowing, I think it also gives us the opportunity to be a channel of blessing. To be a channel of blessing. I've had so many people through the years bless us, my family, and it's just interesting, not necessarily just monetary, but there has been monetary, no doubt, but encouraging words. The thing is that a channel of blessing, when we have confidence in God, we see how God will meet our needs. We know that God cares about us. Then we have the opportunity to be looking for people who need some help along the way. That's what a privilege that is for us, who know our Heavenly Father, who knows our Savior, and a person see, well, what can I do to help someone? God, show me. Show me something that I can do to meet their needs. I can remember that little old lady. She was praying and asking God, how could I help? And she did. And she was intuitive. She was really sensitive to the Lord. And I think that's one of the things that we can do as well. We know our God. We know that He cares about us individually. And I also believe that God wants you to be a blessing to others, and that you see it. Not only do people pray for things, but you are that channel that God uses to bless someone else. When you come to a place in your spiritual journey that you know that God is the one who passes blessings on to others, it's amazing to see what God does. In Luke chapter 6, verse 36, let's flip over there real quick. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. Luke chapter 38. And here we see it says in verse 37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. In a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. You know, it's interesting, you know, sometimes we read over that verse, and I've had the opportunity to spend a little time here in the area of giving, studying from Genesis to Revelation in the concept of giving. And what a study that was. But here, I see in that whole study, what I've learned is that God wants you to be a channel that He uses to bless others. And He doesn't want, He wants you to recognize that you're the channel, but it comes from Him. The blessing comes from God Almighty, and you're a channel. And what an opportunity that is for you who know him. He wants you to see him at work. When you get to be a part of that channel, pretty unique. Matthew 6:4 says, Jesus is talking here in verse 3. Jesus answered them, "Have you never read that David did when he was in companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and taking the sacred bread, and he, when he's lawful, only the priests to eat, and he who gave the," let's see here, Matthew. Well, Matthew, and not Luke. Sorry about that. Let me see, this is not working out here. Matthew 6:4. And Jesus is also speaking here, talking about the kingdom. And verse 4 says, let's go jump up to verse 3. "When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." How can I not know? Here's my left hand and here's my right hand. They're right there. But what's he saying? So that when you give, many you may give, let it be done in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So, you know, one of the things that back in his day, in Christ's day, the priests would clang the cymbals and so forth, and they would let people know that they're doing some good work. And basically he says that's all the reward they will get, is just that. But as you go and do things in secret, God will reward you. And again, he wants you to know personally that God sees you. God is with you. And you will recognize the blessing of God when that transforms. He wants a relationship with you. He wants you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he knows you individually, and he's concerned for you individually, and he wants you to be a channel of blessing to those who are in need. And he will allow you to see how God meets those needs through you. And that is unique. What a privilege it is to be that kind of person. Chapter 10, verse 8 in Matthew. Again, Jesus is speaking here and teaching. I'm going to jump up to verse 7. "The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons." He was talking to his 12 disciples as they are going out and doing work for the glory of God. And he says, "Freely you have received, freely give." I believe that God wants you to understand that you are a channel. He wants to use you in a great way. As you have received things from God, freely then give to others as well. Be a blessing to other people. You know, one of the things that we want to do is strive to impact people's lives for the glory of God. And when we see a need, we feel like there's a need, and we pass it over. Why did God show it to us, first off? Can you meet the whole need? Maybe not. But maybe you can be a part of that. And I think it's a great opportunity for us in that perspective, being that channel of blessing. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, let's jump back over there. You know, one of the things that it takes is a confidence in God to be a blessing to other people. And here we have the story of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, 7 through 16. Because we don't have time, I'm going to kind of condense it down a little bit. Here we have Elijah, that he was in need of a place to stay. He was in need to be fed. And God communicated to Elijah, go to this woman and go and ask her for a meal and a place to stay. And she was... Her husband was passed already. He was gone. It was just her and her boy. And there was some real problems in maybe getting to eat another meal. She had one meal left. And sometimes in our personal lives, God wants us to realize how much he cares for us, how much he really does care. And here we see this same thought here. But first, we must exercise faith. Faith is the key element. Confidence in our God. Confidence that he sees us. And here, so Elijah went up to this woman, this young woman with a child, and he asked her, and she says, you know, I don't have nothing. I got one meal for my boy and myself, and that'll be it. And we're going to basically die because there's no food for me. And he first says, well, he says, I would like for you to make a meal for me first. How does that work? And no doubt she probably realized that he was a prophet. And so she finally says, okay, I'll do that. So amazing things took place. Unbelievable things took place. The flour grew inside her pot. Her flour pot never went dry. Never. During that time. There was needs. And that woman knew the Lord. That woman understood that this guy was a prophet, but yet, when you're on your last meal, what do you do? This is my boy here. He needs something. But you, I mean, you're a man. You've lived your life. But she did, as the prophet said. And never ran out. Amazing things happen when we want to be a blessing to others, a channel of blessing. I'm more convinced as I live life that God wants us to see him at work. He wants you to really see it, that he is at work and he knows situations. It's interesting. We probably all know, I'm going to close with this here. We probably all know that the story of Joseph. Joseph was Jacob's son, and Joseph was not well liked by his brothers, matter of fact, hated. And instead of killing him, he transported him off to Egypt, and God used that. And Joseph became second to the king, and through a very series of events. And here the time came that Joseph was there for the famine. And Egypt was ready for the famine because of Joseph. And Joseph was surprised to see his siblings come to him. And he remembers all that they did to him. And but he also knows that God meant it for good, even though that they meant it for bad, even though they were trying to kill the guy. But God used it to save his family. So Joseph finally reveals himself, and they were terrified. His siblings were terrified, recognizing his power and his abilities that he has at his fingertips. But the thing is Joseph knew that he was there for a reason. And sometimes God wants to use us in such a way that you're there because God has placed you there. You know things, and God placed you there to be that channel of blessing to other people. Don't ever forget that God, he knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly your situations in life. Even Daniel and his three friends, we all know that story as well. I'm not getting into that because I'm too late. I just want to leave that with you. I guess as we grow older in the Lord, more and more we see God at work. More and more God wants to show you himself in a strong way. And don't be afraid of trusting God. And don't be afraid of being a channel of blessing to others as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your people here today. Father, I pray that you would help them to grab hold of the fact that you are concerned about them, that you know exactly where they're at in life, that you know their needs, you know their struggles, you know their worries, their concerns. And Father, may they trust you. May their faith be put into action, believing and asking and pray. God, may they see you, see your hand at work. But not only that, Father, help them to be a blessing. Help them to be mature enough to see and understand that you bless us individually to be able to bless others. What a marvelous way to be able to express the love of God to people who are in need. What a way that we can truly say thank you, God. We see it from your hand. God, I pray that you'd bless these folks today. Help them to see you at work. In Jesus' name, amen.